Support for a super project, support for expanding Medicaid, and the world's largest retailer has a big fourth quarter. Roby Brock has more on the latest business and political headlines from around the state.
The Arkansas legislature has received a letter of commitment from the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, which will trigger the next phase in the Amendment 82 super project law. AEDC officials submitted a letter to lawmakers signed by representatives of Big River Steel, which is planning a $1.1 billion, 525-job steel mill super project near Osceola in Mississippi County. By law, the submission has to go to the leader of the House and the Senate, which will begin a 20-day working day window to review an analysis done by the state on the super project. State legislators are being asked to approve a $125 million bond issue to help finance loans and incentives to Big River Steel. It's expected that a March 21st deadline will have to be met to conduct the analyses, return them for legislative review, and pass necessary legislation. Now, a statewide survey of 675 Arkansans conducted by Talk Business and Hendricks College showed that 64.5% support the state legislature approving that big $125 million bond issue for the steel mill project. Only 17.5% of respondents said the bond program should not be approved, while 18% said they were undecided. Despite a rocky start to the calendar year, Walmart stores reported a strong end to 2012. The Bentonville-based retail giant reported full fiscal year net income of nearly $17 billion, up 8.3% for the year. For the fourth quarter, net income totaled more than $5.6 billion. That was up almost 8% compared to the year-ago period. Windstream Corporation's fourth quarter pushed its full-year results to a 44% increase in revenues and flatline profits as the telecom and data provider continued tweaking its product and service mix. Little Rock-based Windstream reported 2012 fourth quarter net income of $10.1 million on revenue of $1.5 billion. 1 year ago, the company posted fourth quarter net income of $44 million on revenue of $1.2 billion. America's Car-Mart posted third quarter net income of almost $8 million on revenue of $119 million. Same-store sales rose 8.8% in a quarter-over-quarter comparison. The results were an improvement from a year ago. USA Truck announced that John Simone has been appointed president and CEO and has joined the company's board of directors. Former CEO Cliff Beckham has returned to his previous role with the Van Buren Trucking Company as chief financial officer. Global Food Group will locate a new manufacturing and packaging facility in Clinton, Arkansas, investing $4.7 million and adding 224 new jobs to the region. The company makes products such as retail sandwiches, quesadillas, tortillas, and burritos. Global Food Group's customers also include Associated Grocers, Super Value, Harps, and Food Giant. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.
Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.